Previously on Mike and Molly. Molly is a writer now.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Let me clear a spot in my bookcase.
Yeah, it just so happens that there are a lot of regular women just like me who've written best-selling books. That's it, we're doing this.
Make your move. Come on, I'll give you one.
Hey, what you writing?
Oh, just experimenting with a short story.
Really? I like short stories because, you know, they're short. Can I take a look?
Oh, no. It's not ready for public consumption.
Oh, come on. I showed you that poem I wrote about the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I remember. The Hall of Fame will admit you if you listen to Coach Ditka.
I wonder if he ever got it. So can you at least tell me what the story's about?
Let's see. It's about a man and a woman and the day-to-day stuff they go through.
That's it? Mm-hmm. Well, is it at least sexy?
Sexy? No.
Okay, well, when you're ready, I would love to read it.
You got it.
Okay, love you.
Love you, too.
By the way, I know it's sexy.
What are you talking about?
Because in all the time I have known you, you have never once gone...
What? I just did it. I do it all the time. Ridiculous. Oh. Hey, Victoria. Yeah, we're still on for happy hour. I don't know, a vodka tonic? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Do I really have to decide now? Okay, listen, I'm working. I gotta go. Bye. 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 Okay, let's get this party started.
You gotta be kidding me.
All right, I get it. We hear you. All right, we hear you. You wanna be a pinata? Son of a bitch. Where are you? Now, ask your friend in the kitchen how this is gonna end.
Son of a bitch.
See what you did?
La, la, ba, di, da. La. La-ba-dee-da. For the first time in my life, I see love. And for the first time in my life, I see love. Go.
No more embarrassing bald spots.
Victoria!
Yeah, I'm not done yet. Come on in.
Not a chance.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Beg to differ.
Oh, don't be a baby. Get in here.
Fine.
Fine.
up at the ceiling?
Because there are no dead people up there.
Well, you're going to be looking up there for a while because I need like another hour.
Are you kidding? Oh, God. Why didn't you call me?
Sorry. I got caught up trying to plug the holes in that drug dealer's head. I might just put a hat on him. Maybe a do-rag. Covering your eyes, really?
Yes, I prefer not to have the images of death seared into my brain.
Do you want to see a brain?
No. No.
Are you sure? Because I got one here right in the jar.
No, not here. Wait for you in the car.
Mike, having a drink with Victoria. See you later, M. Well, I guess it's just me. It is just me, right? Oh, this is wrong. This is so wrong. Putty tat. Huh. Okay. Password protected. Smart. Mike and Molly. And a men. Story of M. The warmth of his excitement awoke something inside her. Something animal. My ass. She reached back with her eager hand and greedily sought his turgid girth. Girth, I know. Turgid, I'm not so sure about. No, that's enough. Oh, who am I kidding?
Sure you can. You just gotta do this one step at a time. Here. Look at Miss Kilgallen.
I don't wanna.
Just look at her. She was a nice old lady who died peacefully in her sleep.
So no bullet holes?
Well, just a tramp stamp, believe it or not.
All right, I'll look. Oh, look, I'm looking.
See, nothing to be scared of.
Nope, you're right.
Do you want to touch her?
No, I couldn't, no.
She doesn't mind.
I mind.
Why are you giggling?
I don't know, but I can't stop.
Just give her a little poke.
Oh, no, I didn't poke.
This will be great for your writing. You're always saying that you want to experience new things so that you can describe them.
Oh, I did say that. Okay. Such a dead lady.
See, it's no big deal.
Yeah, she's a lot colder than I thought she'd be. It's like touching bologna.
That reminds me, I got some cold cuts in the fridge. You hungry?
Why can't she open her eyes? Why can't she open her eyes?
I'm down. Sometimes this happens.
Oh! Ow! Oh! Oh, bologna!
Ah! It was helpful. His hands bound behind his back, while her hungry mouth greedily enveloped his swollen...
Yo, bitch!
Hey, I got it! What
you doing?
Just grabbing a bite. Molly's not home. Nobody's home. I didn't do anything.
That Molly's laptop?
Yeah, I believe that is.
She's pretty private about what's on there. You're not reading it, are you?
No.
All right. See you in the morning.
Night.
Night.
My
nothing.
Well, I'd kill for some Jor-El.
Sorry, Miss Kilgallen gave you the hairy eyeball.
I don't know how you could do this for a living.
Well, it's like anything. You get used to it.
Yeah, but doesn't it get a little sad?
Sometimes, sure. But over the years, you find little ways to cope.
Like what?
Like marijuana. Want some?
No, it's not my thing.
You sure? Just a little toke to take the edge off?
No.
We were going to go drinking. This is just a different approach to solving the same problem.
What problem?
Life, baby.
Okay, fine. Just fire it up. Right, I should tell you, the last time I smoked pot was in college. It didn't have much effect on me.
Who's a dead person? You're a dead person!
He grabbed a fistful of her chestnut hair and dragged her to the bay window where the entire town could see her surrender. She had no choice. She was a slave to his tumescent length.
Yikes. Who'd have thought your meek little wife knew 50 different words for boner?
She went to college. You know, your vocabulary expands.
Expands? That's funny.
That's wild. Her diary's nowhere near this dirty.
You read her diary?
You hacked her computer. We all have blood on our hands.
All right, all right. The question is, what do we do now?
I know what I'd do. I'd study this thing like it was the Talmud.
What?
Your wife just handed you an erogenous roadmap to her protected wetlands. Use it.
No. I'm not really the kinky tie them up, put things where they don't belong kind of guy.
Well, this isn't about you. It's about Molly wanting to try new things. I mean, how would you like it if someone served you the same stack of pancakes every morning?
Are you kidding? That's his fantasy. You just made his stomach turgid.
What I'm saying is, you might have to step outside your comfort zone to please your wife.
Ah! That's why Joyce and I are so compatible. I will wear, eat, or do anything.
Anything.
Ah!
You gotta go easy on the blush. Relatives hate it when grandma looks like a whore.
You know, the last time I was at a funeral was Dad's.
That was a while back.
Yeah, I was 8. I kept hoping that he was gonna sit up and yell, "Surprise!"
And he didn't.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
I don't remember any of that.
Well, sweetie, you're 3. You remember him at all?
Not really. Just the smell of beer and high karate and smoke. But that could have been Mom.
You would have liked him.
He's really funny and has sweet tempered. He's like a giant teddy bear.
Sounds like Mike.
Huh. How about that? Well, the good news is I'm clearly not freaked out by any of this dead business anymore.
Good. Then I think you're ready for this. You ever seen balls this big in your life?
I'm gonna need more pot.
Gentlemen.
Hey, thought you were staying in tonight.
Yeah, well, Molly's out with her sister, so I thought maybe I'd join you boys. Can I get around for my friends? What?
Everything okay?
Yeah, it's all good. Why?
You called us friends and you're buying.
It's very funny. See, the Eagles are running a new offense, huh? Mm-hmm. I don't know why you would go and change something that's working.
Well, there's wisdom in mixing things up so the defense can't predict your every move.
That's crap. Straight ahead, smash mouth football. May not be pretty, but it gets the job done every time.
No, I agree with Samuel. Changing a playbook puts excitement back into the game.
There's plenty of excitement in the game. It's all about fundamentals, damn it.
Oh. Okay.
So problems in the bedroom.
Buy your own stupid dress.
Ooh, caskets.
That one there, like $50,000.
That's ruined my car.
Worth it.
Hop in, give it a test drive.
No way.
Come on, I do it all the time. Look, it's a perfect place to take a nap.
You're crazy.
Good evening, Miss Flynn. Won't you join me?
I want to try that. I'm getting in a coffin.
This is extremely comfortable.
Right? Get down.
No. Stop it.
You want a bugle?
I'm sorry, but funeral parlors rock.
I just feel bad for the cleaning lady.
Well, how are we supposed to know she just lost her mother?
Night.
Wait. I'm married to a cop. Do I smell like Marahuchi?
No, just cadavers and corn nuts.
Good night, Vince. Good night, Mom. No more pot. Mike?
Oh, hey, Ma.
What you doing?
You have to ask. I failed.
Do I have to change the password on my laptop?
Probably a good idea. take these cuffs off?
Yeah. When I'm done with you.